This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began looking at some things God's people should anticipate because God promised them in Malachi 3. Jesus Christ is going to return. Mark that down. When he returns, it is for house cleaning purposes. When that takes place, all who are his will be blessed and God will be honored. Until that day, the way to be ready for the Lord's return is to repent and return to the Lord. When you take that step, be assured, I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty, verse 7. One of the ways Malachi prescribes to return to the Lord is to give him what he asks for from what he has entrusted to you. When you do, this is what he wants you to anticipate. See if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Verse 10. He will preserve and protect that blessing. It'll be so evident all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty. Verse 12. That hasn't happened yet, but God promised this, so anticipate it. This chapter closes with a cluster of special promises given to encourage perseverance. For those who fear the Lord and talk to each other for mutual encouragement, God promises in verses 16 and 17, a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. Are you anticipating being one of God's treasured possessions? I hope so.